Dagens knogen er svært på en tusen. En tusen plads til et 12. Knogen 12 kvær. Dusk svært på en knogen.
That we're all going to follow that man. And I look around around this room here, and I see what's going to happen to the language after all of the elders are gone. I teach in school now. After Christmas, I'm full time, trying to teach reading and writing Sahuapi. I understand what you said about 231 and all of that, because I did all of the same thing. And many of you, or some of you here, know me and where I grew up. I was probably the luckiest person then, because I think I was about 12 years old, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I was not outside playing. I came home, and my dad and mom were talking to somebody at the table. I took Dad aside and I said, "Swinky, you right?" He kind of smiled in his wonderful way. Saying, "But anyway, have we got the name of your way? Thomas Lottingman? Come and sit down, you know." He was a white man sitting at our table, and I asked him, "What are you doing with my mom and dad?" And he said, "I'm writing down your language." Ooh. I was trying to figure out how you do some of them sounds, eh? So I said, "If you write this down here and you come tomorrow and you read it to me just the way I say it, I'll believe you and I'll learn your writing system." So I had to try to think of something really tough. The toughest thing I could think of at that point was Eglos Dalmatura Baptist Apollo.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that was real tough when you wrote it out just like we write English. All I said was a cow was walking along and he got stuck in the mud. That's all I said. And you stop off and look at this portal. And he wrote it so easy. Oh, that was too easy. One more. Then I had to really think. It's going to be a pizza and a pizza chip. It's the toughest thing I could think. How are you going to write them songs? And we chucked over between them, between this. Oh, they just wrote it just like that. I gave up trying to give him something tough. And I went back outside and I played. Next day when he came, he read it out to me just the way I said it. Then I knew what he was writing down was how we could write our language. So I learned when I was 12 years old. But my mom and dad was David and Celestine Johnson. They were one of the original dictionaries that our typers went to. And I was blessed when I think about it, not because I learned to read and write then, but like anything, if you don't talk, if you don't see your partner, friend anywhere, there's nobody to talk to, you lose it. So I envy your task, you guys, because you have to start from knowing the language but not knowing how to read and write it. Because like I say, think about it. When this table's gone, and the next generation comes, you want them to know
it's a weapon. It's a weapon. The way I learned it, it's a weapon, not a weapon, Mick. So, speaking to this motion,